Hello, everyone. This is Paige Hattie, the director of Mobius Connect, and I am here today with Peter Van Kemp from iCare Reliability. Peter, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, Paige. Thank you very much. How are you?
Pretty good also. Thank you. So we've got a number of different topics to kind of go through today, but before we do that, I just want to give you the floor, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself to our listeners and sharing a bit about your experience in the industry and what it is that you do now with iCare.
I wouldn't mind at all. Thank you. Thank you very much, Paige. So my name is Peter Van Kemp. I'm working for iCare Group now for somewhat more than 5 years, but I've been in the PDM and reliability world all my career, all my professional career, and that's about 20 years now. I started as a vibration analyst back in those days, serving customers, helping them out with their PDM programs, and then gradually get more and more engaged in reliability approaches with customers to land in the role I'm in today for iCare Group, and that is customer care officer. What does that mean? It basically means that on a group level, I take care of all our interactions with current and potential customers with the goal of enabling them to grow their programs with us. So that's a little bit about me.
Perfect. Thank you, Peter. So for someone who's new to iCare or hasn't heard of iCare before we dive into our topics for today, would you mind sharing just who is iCare for someone coming in from the outside who's maybe not familiar with who you are or what you guys do?
Yeah, of course. iCare is we would say, one of the global leaders if it comes to predictive maintenance and reliability approaches towards customers. We're in origin a Belgian company, but we're active worldwide too, we could say on all continents. And employing, we just got the news that we're 500 plus people since a few days ago. So, and what we do with and for our customers is basically enabling them to grow on their reliability journey.
Very well said, Peter, and congratulations on that milestone. That is huge. What a great size team. That's a really exciting time for you guys.
It is, absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. So, Peter, let's get down to it. So, I know one of our first topics, we're going to talk a little bit about wireless vibration measurements. So I heard that iCare has developed its own kind of solution for wireless vibration measurements. So would you mind explaining a little bit more about how that came to be and why iCare has taken that path?
Yep, for sure. It is another milestone on the development of iCare, and that milestone was in 2013 when we launched our WeCare wireless vibration sensor series. And why did we go down that road? It's pretty easy. Before 2013, we spent some years in research and development before we could launch the product. But the reason why we started that research and development setup was the fact that we did not find really a good solution on the market back these days that helped us in our, as I said, service-minded approach for customers. A lot of our own people were needing such a solution to help their customers out, and we didn't find something that really fitted their needs. So we turned the page, we took a blank page, and we started noting down their requirements. And I can give you in a few bullet points some of these requirements, but one of them, and maybe even the most important one, was it should be a plug and play system. What they wanted these days, was a system they could leave on an asset that was giving them some headaches, and get data in as soon as possible. And as soon as possible, in our opinion, means within the hour. So that was step one. Of course, you want to scale such a solution and not only use it, as we call it, for babysitting, and then some other things come into play. Yeah, you should be able to leave it in a hazardous area environment. You should not be worrying too much about batteries if you have to replace your portable vibration round by a battery change round that is not really helping, and so on. So basically, we pulled together a set of requirements that we needed. And one important not to forget is about data quality. We see today a lot of systems on the market where the data quality is compromised. And why is it compromised? Because the wireless connection technology was chosen before, and then the supplier had to stick to that protocol and then try to send over vibration data using that protocol. We worked the other way around. We've chosen the data quality we wanted to have for our people to be successful, and as such for the customers to be successful, fixed that, and then we have been looking into and how are we going to transfer the data wirelessly then. So giving us good data results and still being able to transfer it wirelessly. So that is basically are the main reasons why we started this development ourselves and we went down this road. Between 2013 and today, of course, the solution has been further developed and there's a lot more possible today, but that's maybe going into too much detail already.
we can definitely set up another time to go further down and talk about those details, Peter, but I'm curious. So of all of the folks that you work with over all of these years, so one of the primary kind of holdups and resistance areas that we're seeing in the industry is, you know, that folks are holding back to what they know and what they're comfortable with. So if you encounter someone that's maybe more comfortable with standard portable measurements, what would you say to them in regards to their transition to a wireless approach?
There's a lot of reasons why you could do this, of course, but you can point out a few very important ones. Today, why would you go into this direction? One of the big advantages is the amount of data you will have at your disposition. What is a limitation in a lot of PDM programs where route-based measurements are the standard? You basically take a snapshot of the current situation at the moment you're measuring. And then you walk away, you leave the asset for a few weeks, maybe even a few months, not knowing anything about its condition and how it's behaving, and then go back and take another snapshot. The big advantage you have here is that you get data in every day, multiple times. So you have way more data to assess upon. And the other advantage is if that condition is changing in the meantime, you will know. And that's a big advantage. Another advantage is today, when we look at the developments in the industry, we get access to more and more smart data processing technologies. Data scientists are one of the most hunted profiles today in the market. Their knowledge can be used to a large degree to help us being more efficient in analyzing that data. So you're not only getting more data, you also get more capabilities to do something smart with that data. And those are two very important reasons, in our opinion, to go into this direction.
That's great, Peter. So then I'm also curious, so what is your role or maybe one of your colleagues' roles working with these folks in the industry who can benefit from this technology, but on a larger scale? So how does iCare support people during this transition?
What we can help in two areas, Paige. The first area is, let's say, the strategic deployment path. How do you implement such a technology on that large scale? We have a roadmap helping customers to make the right decision, because they might have questions, they might have concerns, meaning that you have to guide them through that process. Why would you do this? On which type of failure modes should you be expecting to detect upon the level, and which type of sensors would you use? Because sometimes wireless vibration might not be the exact solution you need. Sometimes it's another type of data you would need to get in. So let's call that the strategic technology path that you need to follow. On the other hand, and that's an important one, some way, somehow, our customers need to find the funds to go into this direction. They have to work with their peers in their environment to get the budgets approved. We see in a lot of cases that capital expenditure budget, so the investment budget, that's a slow cycle. And usually, since there's a window of opportunity for them, our customers are not always willing to wait on that slow cycle. So they choose, we give them the opportunity to choose another path, which is an operational expenditure cycle, which we named WeCare as a Service. Basically, they get everything they need, sensors, the data, predictive analytics capabilities, installation, all they need to deploy, but for a fixed monthly fee, which gives them a big advantage in terms of the speed of implementation on the one hand, but on the other hand, and that's a topic that's really high on their list as well in a lot of cases, is they get the certainty that they choose the right solution. Because basically, they shouldn't worry about what happens with this technology in a few years. With this type of solution, you're always safe. And if something changes importantly in the coming years, they can change as well. So that those are some examples of how do we support our customers going down that road.
Perfect. Thanks, Peter. So then how does all of this fit into a practitioner's or a leader's, 4.0, a PDM 4.0 ecosystem, bigger picture? How does this all fit?
Well, where does it fit in? I already touched the point in a previous question. It fits in the fact that we get access today to data science capabilities to a very, very large extent. And it's a phase in that process that we always refer to where data scientist meets reliability engineer. And that is the most important point. It's a window of opportunity that wasn't existing before, and that's boosted by what we name the 4.0 hype. But it's the biggest advantage we can get out of this. Data science is not something new. It's been there for ages. But what is new is that we are now using that knowledge and those technologies that exist on our predictive maintenance and reliability data. So that's where it becomes larger as well. We're not only using these capacities on vibration data, we use them on reliability data in total, which makes it a important part of that road.
Definitely so. So then, Peter, I always love to get feedback, especially based on your experience and your time here in the industry. What do you feel like, if you had a crystal ball, what do you feel like the future is looking like on a technology level, on a strategic level? If you had to make an educated guess, what do you think the future looks like?
On technology level, I think it's a very good question, and certainly to separate the both. On a technology level, we believe that this kind of technology will become available on a larger and larger scale. And what do we mean by become available? On the one hand, become more performant, meaning easier to install, still having the right data sets available and so on, and of course by increasing the volume and the number of I would say installed sensors, the price will drop, which makes it then again more accessible and so on. So that's a never-ending cycle. So we believe on technology level that is the expectations one can have regarding this technology, which leads to a strategic level where we expect to see a gradual shift from these standard portable data collection towards automated data collection. In the end, what we expect is that one day and sooner rather than later, portable data collection will be only limited to assets where it's really not worth yet to install a wireless continuous or semi-continuous system. And that's it. We as a company, iCare, don't see this as a threat, because you would maybe think that because we are a service-minded company, we believe it will allow us to use our skilled resources the best way we can. If you have a very skilled vibration expert, basically for him to go into the plant gathering data, I wouldn't say it's a waste of time, but if you could automate that, you use his time in a more valuable way than you would have been before. So we don't feel a threat. We'd rather be on the path to drive that change towards the market. So it is the way we see things go. We believe things will go, and the way we are driving together with our customers to get there.
That's fantastic, Peter. So is there anything else that you would like to add, maybe about how our listeners can get in touch with you if they have any additional questions, or if they want to have a side conversation with you? What would be the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, if additional questions or remarks or just one thing to have a half an hour chat around these technologies and or the strategic path to go, the easiest way to contact me is using my LinkedIn profile. It's followed on very regularly, so don't hesitate to send me a private message or to send a connection request, and open to discuss.
Perfect. Well, Peter, thank you so much for your time today. I know we've actually spoken a few times in the recent days, but it's always so nice catching up with you, and you are so passionate about what you do, and it makes everything that much more special that you communicate and educate the industry about. So thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure, and hopefully we get to catch up with you again soon.
Thank you, Paige. Thanks for the opportunity. Speak to you soon.